Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Suri, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Good, I hope you've had a nice restful holiday and all that jazz.
Been so restful, just like quietly coming back to the world.
Yes.
Very hard.
With some good books as well. What have
With
you brought?
Some good books. Speaking of the world, Masha Gessen is... They are a Russian reporter who reported really extensively on Putin, but because they are queer and non-binary and also shook the boat with Putin, they had to escape to America.
Oh.
And they're a contributing writing for The New Yorker. And surviving autocracy is like... It's just such a fascinating look at how the idea of autocracy in Russia wasn't just a Russian issue, and that all liberal democracies in the world are, of course, liable to fall under fascistic or autocratic rule.
Feels very pertinent, given the extremely chaotic start to 2021.
Very pertinent. And I think as well, also like a really good guideline for like, now that the Trump presidency is over, where do we go from here? And it takes a really good look at how like local news media is something sort of disintegration of that has led to like a conglomeration of media sites that are not behest to like the same rules that worship power.
When did this come out? Because it seems I saw in the front cover it talks about COVID-19.
Yeah.
So it's quite recent?
Super recent. Yeah. I think it came out in September of last year. So pretty recent. And I guess also looks at changes under like a pandemic environment. Who holds the center of power? And I think it also is like a really glaring look at how democracy requires sort of like an active participation and not this idea that institutions will do the right thing without like people participating in the democratic process.
I think you're absolutely right as well with what you say about it being useful for a conversation that we need to have globally, because in the States Trump might not be the president anymore, but 60-something million people voted for him.
Totally.
And as you said, there's this divided media. There is all this false news and, you know, fake media, spin that we see. That is still a reality for so many communities. How do you breach that? How do you, have these conversations ongoing? And it takes more than a new administration to change that. It takes a lot of... from the ground up kind of democracy action.
Definitely, and understanding as well what led to the failure of institutions to prevent a leader like that coming to be in the freest country in the world.
Exactly.
Supposedly. And it's like, it's not... I think it's like a really readable book, but it's also really good to read it along with people like Hannah Arendt, who she like references quite a lot in the book. I think it's also really important to remember that like outside of the US, we are still also looking at fascist movements in India, Brazil. What do we do about it?
We laugh, but we cry. Really.
We laugh, but we cry. but they're also, I think they're just like really, really brave to still be writing not only about Putin, but also Trump. And a lot of her opinions currently, a lot of her like discussions and interviews on the Alex Navalny stuff is really interesting.
Oh, wow.
If anyone wants to check that out too. She's got quite a like really interesting insight into Trump, and I was like listening to this interview where she was saying that she worked at like a really popular scientist magazine, and it was like one of Putin's favorite magazines of all time, and she they'd sort of like made, they hadn't sent a reporter from their magazine to, I think, like one of Putin's announcements, and he had like a word with the editor and got them fired. But they said, like, sitting down at this interview and listening to like Putin describe like his fascination with like the specific Russian crane, while also knowing that he like had just like reveled in her, in their firing, was like such a freaky,
That's like a power trip and a half, isn't it, to watch? Yeah,
such a power trip.
It sounds like a really, like, very incendiary kind of a book, almost.
Yeah, I think it is too, and I think there's sort of no one that goes left unscathed. I think they really hammer home that it takes a village to create an autocrat.
That is the quote of the day, Suri. Thank you so much for coming in and bringing us, remind us of the title.
Surviving Autocracy by Marsha Gessen.
Thanks, it's lovely to have you back. We'll see you soon.
So nice to be back. Thanks, bye.
That was Loose Reads.
And